Welcome to Twilight Talk, the podcast where we talk about everything and anything to do with the Twilight series by Stephanie Meyer. And we are your hosts. I'm Gerida.
And I'm Lindsay.
I'm Jacinthe.
So this week we have joining us is Jacinthe, and we're really excited because she's our first guest host for Twilight Talk, and...
Yay!
And now here's Lindsay with the news.
Thanks, Gerida. We've actually got a lot of news this week. We've received numerous location photos, including photos of the baseball diamond from the Twilight Moms forums, photos of Kalama High School being changed to Forks High School. We received photos of the cars, Bella's car, Rosalie's car, and also Tyler's car, is it? The one who crashes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Tyler's car. We've also received photos of a lot of the actors in Twilight. We've received photos of the actors who are playing Edward, Bella, Rosalie, Alice, Jasper, Emmett, Mike, and Tyler. We've received video of the car crash and several other scenes. There have been two interviews, one with Ashley Green and another with Rochelle Lefebvre. We've also received a photo of the exterior of the ballet studio in which Bella is chased down by James at the end. And there's been a report on the volleyball scene done by a girl who got to spend the entire day at the studio filming, which I thought was pretty cool. And that's all the news that we have for this week, which is quite a lot of news.
Thank you, Lindsay.
You're very welcome, Gerida.
So I guess we should start with some news discussion. Anything anyone wants to talk about?
Okay, how about the interview with Ashley Green? Did either of you guys read that?
Yep, I was just about to say that.
She's Alice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was pretty cool.
She says in that, that they're starting to film, or have filmed, or whichever. They're including a scene at the end that's going to be a scene that's completely different from the books. They're going to actually add in a scene, like a fight scene at the end, instead of just the scene that we get from Bella's point of view, which is her sort of being beat up by James, and Edward and Carlisle come in and, like, save the day and everything. So what do you guys think about that? Adding a whole new scene?
Well, hopefully it'll make sense. I mean, it's a bit hard to say until we've actually watched the film. So, I think it's a good thing if they decided to add in it and it makes the film more coherent as a storyline, but it's kind of going to be a bit weird if they add it in and it really doesn't make any sense. They've just tried to add it in because they thought it would be a good idea because it shows off some special effects or something that they have. Like, you don't want to start adding in scenes just for the sake of adding in scenes, but I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
Like, in any adaptation movie, they're gonna add scenes that weren't in the books, so I don't see any problem with that, as long as it's a good scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. As long as they make it seem like it belongs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just, like, randomly there for, like, Gerida said, like, special effects or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about the photos of the actors? Because they were a lot different than the photos that we got from Stephanie on her website when they were the group photos.
I think they were great.
Ooh, I like this one. This is Robert, smiling his crooked smile. I love him. He's gonna be so good at this. So excited.
Where are they, Lindsay?
They're on the Twilight Lexicon. I'll link you to it. There we go. It's about halfway down the page. There's a slew of them.
Oh, yeah, seeing them. They do look different, but it's hard to tell. They've been quite far away. They're in the car.
I'm really loving Alice in that photo. Ashley Green as Alice.
Mm-hmm.
But she looks really good. And Nikki looks a lot better as Rosalie, I think.
Yeah, they do look a lot different, don't they?
What was that just saying?
I was just going to say they look nothing that like what they looked like in the first pictures that we got.
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
Like, Alice has shorter hair, Jasper has curly hair.
Jasper has better hair. I really like the one they have of Edward, where it's like an above shot looking down on him, and he is pale and he's dressed in black with the black sunglasses. That actually really makes him look like a vampire, which is really cool. I'm really shamelessly psyched to see him in this movie.
Well, that's good. I think these pictures actually look really good. Like, the pictures that we first got of them standing up against the blue background didn't look very encouraging, but these ones look a lot better. And maybe that's because they're, like, actually on set doing what they're doing with their proper makeup and hair and costume that we'll be seeing them in the on screen. So, that's good. I really like the picture of Alice and Jasper.
Yeah, me too. It's cute.
So that's on the Twilight Lexicon for anyone who wants to go see them. Is that all the news?
Yeah, that's pretty much all the news. Just like a lot of pictures this week.
That's good. Okay, so moving on to email. So our first email this week is from Ruth, and she says, "Dear Twilight Talk, I've only recently been listening to your podcast, but right away I knew they were brilliant. My name is Ruth and I live in Singapore. I used to live in Pakistan for 5 years and 5.5 years, but I'm glad I moved because if I hadn't, I would never have heard of the Twilight series." And she also says, "I really love Jacob Black. He always gets the short end of the stick though. You know how you guys are talking about how Jacob..." And she also says, "I really love Jacob Black. He always gets the short end of the stick though. You know how you guys are talking about Jacob waiting to imprint? Well, I think he's already imprinted on Bella. At the end, instead of being all grouchy and depressed towards Bella, he just let her go. That shows that he must really care about how happy she is, because he really did care about her. Also, in the very end of the book, he runs away, hoping that he runs fast enough, he can stop it. That if he runs fast enough, he can stop being himself. I find that really, really sad, and I cried so much. Keep up the good work. I'm spreading the news about your podcast at school, so you should have a few new fans in a while, Ruth." Okay, so that was only parts of her email because it's quite long, and she also has several favourite quotes that we'll read at the end of the show. But about Jacob Black, I'm pretty sure that Stephanie Meyer said somewhere that Jacob has not actually imprinted on anyone and is not about to imprint on Bella. So, yeah. That kind of dashes her theory.
Yeah, and he can be in love with her. Yeah, he can be in love with her without having imprinted on her. So.
Yeah, I think he does really care about her, though. That there's no doubt about that. And I don't think it matters whether or not he's imprinted on her. He still really cares about her. And I think it's his whole life, really, which is kind of sad. He's quite obsessed with her. But, so yes. That's our response to that email.
Well, she gets a point, though.
Fair
enough. Because, like, Sam and he imprinted on Emily, I think. I don't remember the names. But he was in love with another girl. So, isn't the same thing with Jacob when he said that he couldn't imprint on anybody else because he was in love with Bella? I think Sam couldn't really imprint on somebody else if he was really in love with the other girl that I don't remember the name. Leah, I think.
Leah.
I don't know. We don't really know how that works, do we? Stephanie Meyer might have explained it. But...
Because Jacob said that he couldn't imprint on anybody else because there was just Bella for him. But Sam imprinted on...
But he could just be lying.
You have to wonder how much Jacob does know, though.
Yeah.
Because I think Jacob is just blinded by how much he does love Bella. Like, I'm not denying that he has feelings for her, because obviously he does love her quite a lot. But I think the imprinting can happen no matter how much you love somebody. It's just, like, part of your DNA. You can't
fight it.
Sort of change it or whatever.
But I was just wondering, if and when he does imprint on someone else apart from Bella, because I don't think he's going to be imprinting on Bella, will he still love Bella, or will that love kind of diminish and he'll turn his attentions onto the girl he's imprinted on, if and when he imprints on someone? Or will it kind of like
that's a good question.
It's kind of weird how it would be, just like if he imprints on someone and then suddenly he doesn't really care about Bella anymore. That would just be weird. But if he imprints on someone, that means he must love that person more, and it's part of his DNA, as you said. So he'll have to, if and when he does imprint on someone else, he'll have to shift. That love will have to shift, and he'll have to pay more attention to the girl he's imprinted on. So that's going to be interesting to see if he does imprint on someone else. Yeah.
It's hard to imagine Jacob not being in love with Bella, but then again, we haven't seen Sam interact with Leah. But we did hear that story, actually, now that I think of it. We did hear a story in Eclipse that Sam was extremely repentant, basically, that he didn't love... Was it that he didn't love Leah, or that he couldn't love Leah anymore because he imprinted on Emily? But he was sorry, though, so I'm thinking he did still love her,
just in a different way. But
whether it stayed...
He had before he imprinted on Emily. It's kind of tragic, really.
Yeah. It's really sad.
But we'll just have to see what happens. Anyway, so thanks for your email, Ruth. I hope our discussion was interesting and informative to you, and I hope you like how you replied. So, Lindsay, do you want to read out the next email?
Sure. The next email comes from Robin, and she says, I was listening to podcast number 6, the one about release dates and stuff. It opened with the song by the Moaning Myrtles about Cedric Edward Sedward, and I've been trying really hard to find out the title of that song. Could you tell?
Yes, we did reply to that. But just in case anyone else is wondering, the song was called.
Yeah, this song is called Cedric. Oh, sorry, you go. Okay, this song is called Cedric by the Moaning Myrtles, and they have a MySpace. It's myspace.com/themoaningmyrtles. And so there's Cedric and a bunch of other... Well, not a bunch. There's a couple other songs up there as well. So go check them out. They're really awesome. Okay. The next email comes from Lacey, and she says, you should mention this website so that all the fans who support Rob as Edward can help him out. He's feeling very rejected by Twilight fans. So those who do support him... that was really awful. So those who do support him should speak out. She sends a link too, and we're gonna post that in the show notes or on the blog or whatever. And she says, go there, sign it. It will show him how much everyone supports him. Can you imagine what it's like to get bags of hate mail from Twilight fans all around the world? Not very nice. Show him some love, guys. Rob is gonna do a fantastic job as Edward, so let him know you believe that. Thanks. Okay, I just have to say, if you guys don't like an actor, that's fine, because I don't like a bunch of the actors. I'm pretty pessimistic about this movie at the moment, but I'm not going to write them hate mail. That's just really rude. And I was just offended for the general Twilight population when I read this email. If you guys don't like somebody... That's your own personal opinion, but please don't send them hate mail. How do you imagine it would make them feel? So, when we post this episode, we're going to post the link somewhere and go to the petition and please sign it. Because, honestly, Robert is going to be an excellent Edward. I'm really excited to see
him. I know, I don't see why people are so upset. Yeah. They haven't really seen him in Twilight yet. It's kind of like, I don't... It's not very nice.
Yeah. You're just judging him by photos, too. If you don't like him after the movie comes out, either, that's still fine. That's your own opinion.
But don't...
But that's just like judging a book by its cover.
And it's kind of mean how everyone... And annoying how everyone's being suddenly so judgmental about it. They haven't even seen the movie. They don't know much about the movie except who's playing what character. And that's... It's kind of... They don't really know how the script's been written or how... the look of the film is what the look of the film is or anything, and they're already bagging one poor actor about a role that he's playing. It's a bit mean, and I don't think it's very good. So everyone should go sign that petition to see if we can make Robert feel a bit better about what he's doing as Edward. I mean, yeah, that's very mean. I was quite sad when I read this email. But anyway. Any other thoughts? Alright, that was the last of the emails, I think. Thanks for sending in your emails. We're sorry if we can't read them out in the show. We do have quite a few. And also thanks to all the people who are commenting on our Podomatic site. Thank you. Anyway, now let's move into the main discussion now, which this week is about Bella's dependence on Edward, which was a main discussion topic raised by our friend Megan. So our first question is, do we really think that Bella is dependent on Edward, and why do we think this, or why not? So, just going around the table, Lindsay, what do you think?
Well, I was actually thinking about this the other day when Megan posted it too, and I'm not really sure I'm on a definite side yet, because Bella is definitely dependent on Edward for her happiness and stuff, because in New Moon when Edward leaves, she's really unhappy, but she also doesn't make an effort to be happy because she only wants to remember Edward. So we don't really have a basis, I guess. We don't have any comparison to say that Bella's happy here without Edward, whereas Bella's equally as happy here with Edward. So I'm not really sure where I stand on this, actually, at the moment.
Yeah. Well, Desaint, what do you think?
Well, about the same thing, Bella is obviously dependent on Edward. I'm halfway through Twilight at the moment, and she already says that it would cause her physical pain if Edward would leave her now, and it's only the beginning of their relationship. So, yeah, she is dependent. But I also think that Edward is also dependent on Bella. So it's kind of... Because they're soulmates. So it's hard to tell because I didn't find my soulmate. I don't know about you. But I don't know how I would feel if it's really dependence or if it's just love.
That's a good point, actually, because a lot of people are upset... Like, sort of, people leaning towards feminism, I guess, that Bella is so dependent on Edward and she's not her own person or anything. But that's a good point, that Edward is just as dependent on Bella as Bella is on him. Because people don't realize that.
Yeah, I don't think, because I think that is a good point, actually. Now that I think about it, they both are kind of dependent on each other. And it's probably the fact that we, read it from Bella's point of view that we see that Bella seems to be so much more dependent on Edward than Edward is on Bella, but because it's from her point of view, that's just the view that we get anyway. A lot of people don't like Bella because of this, I don't think. They think she's too whiny and she doesn't really do anything and she just stands there and waits for things to happen to her and then complains about them, and she puts so much of her trust in her life force into loving Edward and being with Edward, and people don't really like that. But I think that Saint brings up a good point. Is it just love? Is it just because they're soulmates, or is it just a flaw in Bella's character? Or that could be viewed as the same thing. I don't know. I always thought.
I think it's a bit of both.
I think it's a bit of both. I always, when I first read Twilight, when I read New Moon, I was, and Twilight, kind of, because I all read New Moon, but I didn't really like Bella that much because she was quite dependent on Edward, and I thought she was kind of like, get your own life, girl, just because this guy is brilliant doesn't mean you should give everything up for him and be like whiny all the time when you leave and stuff, move on. But I think it's a bit hard because we're not in the same sort of situation as her. I think the more I read it, the more I think it's just love, and that's the way it is with them. Like, people, love isn't the same for everyone else, it's different. So it's just that the way that their love works, it's like that. So I don't know. I don't think, though, just because, Megan said that a lot of people say the reason they don't like Twilight is because Bella depends on Edward so much that it's unhealthy. I don't think that's a really good reason not to like the book, though. That's kind of, I mean, I guess it is, but I don't know. It's kind of, it's just the way her character is.
I was going to say before, I don't know if this fits in with where we left off, but you were talking about Bella being dependent on Edward, and if it was a flaw in Bella's character, or if it was just the strength of their relationship. And I was saying I think it's a bit of both, because I think Bella just loves that intensely, like even with Jacob, it's just a friendship until she realizes that she actually does love him. But both of her relationships with Edward and Jacob are really intense, and both of the relationships themselves are just that intense. So I think it's actually just her character and the relationship themselves.
Does anyone have anything else to say on the matter of Bella being dependent on Edward? Do you guys ever think Bella's ever a bit whiny? Because a lot of people think that she's all very whiny. Like, I know someone who just recently finished reading the books said that Bella's way too whiny. So, do you think she's whiny, or do you just think that's how she is? And everything, yeah. And that's just...
I think it's because the books are from her point of view, like you said. Because if... we're all more whiny in your heads than we are in real life. I complain every time in my head, but I don't say it because I don't want to be rude to anybody. But Bella doesn't really whine on anybody. I don't know.
That is a good point, though. Because we're seeing it from her point of view, we see probably more of what... Like, we see more of her character and what she thinks than the other people would see around her, like Charlie and Angela and Alice would see. Well, maybe not really Alice, but yeah.
I think it's all pretty justifiable, too, though, because a lot of people are saying they're complaining about how she whines about her birthday presents and stuff, but... Wow. She was brought up, like she says in the books, on a kindergarten teacher's salary, and that can't be that much. So, I don't really remember what the description of her old house really was, but it didn't seem that big. She didn't have that much stuff when she was younger, and she was, like she said, she was, for her old school, living in one of the few low-income, areas, I guess, for the school she went to, so it was common to see people with expensive stuff at her school, and that made her uncomfortable. So I think it's fully justifiable if she's going to be uncomfortable and embarrassed if Carlisle and Esme buy her plane tickets for her birthday, because that is pretty extravagant.
Actually, now that you put it that way, I've changed my view. I think that actually makes perfect sense, because I know if I was in that position, I would hate for people who weren't my immediate close family to buy such expensive things for me. And yes, what was I going to say? I was going to say that I'd really like to read about her before she came to Forks, like her life in Phoenix, because I don't know why, but I'm just really interested in what she was like. Well, not what she was like, but how other people viewed her in Phoenix, because in Forks, it's a radical change. But even though she explains that, she doesn't really elaborate on it too much. So yeah, I don't know, I'm just really interested in what her life would be in Phoenix. Some other people might find it boring though, because Edward's not there, but so yeah, anyway, that's kind of a random tangent.
It would be interesting though, but I guess it wouldn't be much of a story either, because she didn't say, like, because she said she didn't go out much either,
like,
so.
Going to school.
But it would be just interesting to compare them.
Does anyone have any other points they can think of about Bella being dependent on Edward or anything like that?
Is it necessarily that bad that she is dependent on Edward? Like, if we take into the point of view that Bella's more dependent on Edward than Edward is on Bella, which isn't true, but if we say that, is that necessarily a bad thing? Do you guys think?
I don't think so. I mean, it just really depends on what kind of person you are and your perspective on life, I guess. But I don't think it's a bad thing, because it makes Bella happy when she's with Edward, and it makes Edward happy when he's with Bella. And we've seen what happens when they're separated, so I think the more preferable option is for them to be together, so I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that they're dependent on one another.
I think it's a good thing they're dependent on each other, since they want to live forever with each other. So if they were independent, forever would be very long.
Well, I definitely think that they're better off together, so I don't really think it matters too much how dependent Bella on Edward, because it's not like their relationship is in any way one way. Like, they both love each other a lot, and it's not like Bella loves Edward and Edward doesn't care about Bella. It's a complete mutual relationship that they have, so I don't think it really matters. But I guess it could, if you think about the other people in Bella's life, like her family, like Charlie and Renee, and her friends from school, if you can call them friends, how much does her dependence on Edward affect them, especially Charlie, and to some extent Jacob, but he's kind of out of the picture because he ran away, so I don't know. Well, he ran away, so now what's going to happen? Like, Bella can only worry about him. He's not there as a continuing presence. So, I don't know. I think we should ask the listeners what they think and to send in their emails, because we really are interested in what other people think, and there's a lot of, not speculation, but talk about how Bella is really dependent on Edward and how Bella is whining, and it just seems to be not... Bella seems to be a kind of weak character in that sense. So send us your emails and your feedback, and we'll read them out in the show and we'll comment on them. You probably can think of more more complicated arguments than what we thought of. Okay, so is that it for the main discussion, do you reckon? Anyone else have anything else to say?
No.
No, I think that's pretty much it.
So moving on to our next segment, which is favourite quotes. And we have a few favourite quotes this week. And our first favourite quote is from Ruth, who sent us an email, and we read part of it before, but she has quite a few favourite quotes that we're going to read out now. And she says, I think it was Lindsay who said a few podcasts ago that she liked Madison in Twilight, and I must agree. One of my favourite quotes is from this scene, and this is a conversation between Bella and Edward. And so the lion fell in love with the lamb, Bella. What a stupid lion. Lamb. Oh, God. I screwed that up. Okay, try again. I can't even read the quotes out. Okay,
oh, dear.
I think it was, okay, and she says, I think it was Lindsay who said a few podcasts ago that she liked the meadow scene in Twilight. I must agree, one of my favourite quotes is from this scene, and this is a conversation between Bella and Edward. Edward, and so the lion fell in love with the lamb. Bella, what a stupid lamb. Edward, what a sick, masochistic lion. And I think that's a lot of favourite...
Masochistic.
Sorry.
It's like a K, I think.
Yeah, I thought I said it wrong. Anyway. And then she goes on to say the reason why she likes this and why this quote stood out to her was, I find this choice of word odd because masochistic means inflicting pain on oneself. Does this mean Edward is feeling pain because he wants to turn Bella into a vampire, but he thinks that it isn't the right thing to do? Or is it because he is endangering Bella's life by being with her and he feels bad about being so selfish? What do you think? So, what do we think about that? That's kind of like a little theory that she's thought about. I haven't really thought about it, actually. I always just thought it was a really cool quote.
I think it's a bit of both. Because right before that, that's when Edward was saying, like, their relationship balanced, or that's what Bella was thinking, and then Edward confirmed it later, that he was still undecided. So I think he's saying he's masochistic because he knows that, well, he thinks he knows at that point that he can't stay with Bella, but he wants to much more than he should, just like Bella says. And he also, like through the series, we've seen that Edward always blames himself for stuff. Like in New Moon, when Bella cuts her finger, he's blaming himself for dragging her into this and all that stuff. So Edward blames himself a lot, and I think it's just a combination of everything.
Yep.
Her second favorite quote is, the clouds I can handle, but I can't fight with an eclipse. And she goes on to say, this is the only time in the whole book that the title gets mentioned. And that's true, and everyone seems to like that quote. So, there you go. Thanks, Ruth, for that.
So the next email comes from Shayla, and her favorite quote is when Edward says, so eager for eternal damnation. And she says, I personally like this quote because it shows how he really feels about himself and that he really does think of himself as a monster. And Bella just can't see it because she thinks he's so perfect and that he's definitely not a monster at all. What do you guys think about that quote?
Well, she's right. She's right.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree with that. Edward is very cut up is all very cut up about he's in love with Bella and Bella and is in love with him and Bella wants to become a vampire, but he's very aware that, well, he thinks that if she becomes a vampire, she's sacrificing her soul and her life. And she doesn't think, he doesn't think that that's a good thing, and he doesn't want that to happen to Bella because he loves him. She loves him. He loves him so. Oh. She loves him. No, he loves her so much, and she wouldn't. He wouldn't want anything that horrible because he thinks that's horrible to happen to her. So that I pretty much agree with Shayla there.
What do you think, Shosanth?
Well, the same thing.
In less words.
It's... yeah.
I think that's it for favorite quotes, actually. I don't think we have any more.
Okay. And that also concludes our show. And if you would like to contact us by email, just email us at twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, we have our new blog up, which you can visit at Someone else wanted to do something with that. I don't know why I'm not talking very well today. That's just me. Okay, so let me try again. And don't forget our blog at twilighttalk.wordpress.com, which is relatively new, and you can go there to learn more about us and Twilight Talk the podcast, and just have a look around and enjoy. Also, you can friend us on MySpace, and our MySpace URL is www.myspace.com/twilighttalk. And don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley. Definitely vote for us on Podcast Alley. I think our highest ranking was 75, but we've gone down to 90-something, so you want to get up there.
No! Oh, come on, yes, guys.
Yeah. Vote. It's not that hard. All you have to do...
Oh, what is it my friend says in our chem class all the time? No, he says something, and it's the funniest thing, just like... I can remember it. I'm going to say it next episode.
Well, you have to vote for
it'll
us.
It'll be epic, but anyway.
You have to vote for us so that we can get higher and higher on Podcast Alley and people...
Step it up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is.
We want to be number one. That's a bit...
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to beat Milecast.
It'd be awesome.
At the top at the moment. But that might not happen anytime soon, but if we keep climbing up slowly, we may one day be in the top 10. But that only will happen if you guys vote for us. So go to podcastalley.com to vote and just follow the links. It's pretty simple. Okay, is that it? Is that all our contact information?
Dig.com.
Oh, yeah.
Did you mention that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Does anyone actually go there? Because I haven't checked it.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I obsessively check Podcast Alley to see where we are, but I don't check.
Yeah, we only have 13 votes there.
Oh, okay.
I think I voted twice, too.
Okay, so everyone remember to check us out on dig.com and vote for us there. And, yeah, I think that's it. So, on that note, I'm Gerida.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Jessaint.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.